107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Pleasure to check in with Martin Ritzma with Stratford District Saddle Club. Of course, you know the Saddle Club is going to be handling the Canada Day Parade, and Martin's back with an update and some things going on with the parade. Martin, good to see you. Are you staying cool? It's a hot one.
I am staying cool. It's nice and cool in here this morning, but certainly staying cool, and I strongly suggest those individuals that need to utilize the cooling stations in the city of Stratford today, take advantage of those. That's why they're open. Absolutely.
Yeah, and we've got full listings available at mystratfordnow.com. So, Stratford District Saddle Club, Canada Day, July 1st. The parade is a go. And we should mention the parade starts at 6 o'clock. Is
yes,
that right? 6 p.m.
That's right. The marshalling, thank you. The marshalling starts at 4 down on Lakeside. If you've done the Christmas parade, it is in the same area adjacent to the William Allman Arena. So that's where we'll do the marshalling. And then from there, if I could walk you through the route, I'm visualizing it. We're going to head up to Waterloo Street, make a right-hand turn, and then head up Waterloo to Mornington, make a right-hand turn, out to McCarthy Road, and then left onto McCarthy Road. And we'll finish out at the Rotary Complex parking lot, which is nice and close for the fireworks to follow.
And everybody from McCarthy Place is going to give you a big wave.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you for remembering that. I'm hoping they're out, and I will give a big shout from my horse for sure.
Okay, so again, with the floats and in terms of the kinsmen that had done the parade, it's with the Stratford District Saddle Club. We need to let folks know that, of course, volunteering is available. And in terms of getting those floats registered, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and thank you for that. And the kinsmen have been outstanding. Bob Walters, thank you very much. So, yeah, there were floats that were registered, organizations that had registered their float previously with the kinsmen. Certainly the kinsmen are going to reimburse. So we asked those floats to re-register, under our title. And the fee remains the same at $50, but we'll sort out the logistics of that reimbursement for sure. And the kinsmen definitely are on board with regards to taking care of that reimbursement.
Okay, so what's the best way? If they're hearing that and there's a portal, or what's the best way?
Yeah, I would do one of two things. I would go to the portal. Certainly, I'm available if you have a call, and I will give the number 519-276-9659. Certainly, those are good ways to connect to the registration piece for sure. And a reminder with the registration, I had this question the other day. Certainly, those fees are going towards the Saddle Club. And that's important that we recognize that, as in the past they've gone to the kinsmen, and this time around it will go to the Saddle Club. So the registration for the floats are on the, and we've asked the city if they could put it on the same site, the Canada Day event site. So that's there. And also there is a portal as well if you want to volunteer. And and we need the volunteers. We want to ensure safety. And so I shout out to Charlie Swartwood with the Council of Churches, supporting me in a big way with regards to volunteering. But it's important, the safety piece. Barricades will be up on the roads that are impacted. And, you know, with the safety, certainly the Stratford Police have been involved, Public Works, and St. John's Ambulance. So those are important pieces, and I need the volunteers in order to facilitate that safety.
Okay, so reach out, get in touch with Martin. And we should mention it's July 1st, but that's on a Friday this year. So this is going to be part of just an amazing weekend. So we got the Stratford District Saddle Club with the Canada Day Parade. And as mentioned, the kinsmen still continue with their events following the parade. There's going to be live music with a Jaeger Band and the fireworks at 10 o'clock at the Cirque site. So this is going to be, and food vendors, of course, lots of food vendors. This is going to be a big day.
Yeah, it is going to be a big day. It's going to be a day where you can wear your red and white and show your pride in our country and whatever event you're going to, whether it's at City Hall, whether it's the parade itself, and or the fireworks to end it out. And with regards to the fireworks, you might see some kinsmen walking the route. And if they're walking the route, they are there to collect, to support their fireworks cost, because it is a big cost. So, yeah, I look forward to a wonderful day of celebration.
Yeah, and as mentioned, that's right. Yes, at Market Square, just behind City Hall, there's going to be music and events right through the afternoon. So this is going to be a huge day.
It's a full day, wow. So get your red and white out, set it out. I look forward to see all the kids and the face painting that goes on and see them on the previous to the parade and then see them at the parade route. It is it's just a neat thing to see.
Okay, and Stratford End District Agricultural Society and Farmers Market, great news. The 181st Stratford Fall Fair is slated for September 22nd through to the 25th at the Stratford Rotary Complex.
Yes,
great news.
We had another great meeting last night with regards to the Fall Fair. And it is coming along. It's an in-person event. And a big shout out to all the volunteers. I'm blessed with, once again, I think this is my 15th season of chairing the fair. But that's a title. And there are so many individuals behind the scenes getting it done between meetings. So thank you. And that is coming up. And the other thing that's coming up with regards to the Ag Society is a roast beef drive-through dinner, and that's on July the 14th. Tickets are still available, and if you go to our website, you can certainly get the information around that. That's $25 a ticket. It's roast beef through the Black Angus. Will be a great meal.
Okay, not to be missed. StratfordAgriculturalSociety.com is the website. Of course, links and details on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with MyStratfordNow.com. Lots going on in our wonderful community, City of Stratford and Perth County, and be a part of it. Martin, anything else on the go? Any other announcements?
No announcements. I'm so looking forward to a parade and coming out of the pandemic, Stratford wants to get out and embrace our community, and that's what we're going to do through the parade. And just a reminder once again, if you have questions, don't be afraid to reach out to me on my cell. Send me a text, 519-276-9659.
Martin Rithma. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you very much, Jamie.